as usual, I had my notebook there. I had questions ready for him. I told him before I asked him the question, I said, look, I don't want this to be an interview. I feel like an interview. He said, no. You can ask me whatever. I was like, are you sure? He said, yeah. I was like, okay. Blah, blah, blah. I was asking him questions, things that I want to learn about recovery, about off season, about dealing with off the court, you know, stuff that take your attention away from basketball. And he was cool. It was amazing. I met his little daughter, Gigi. And I was there. I've never told nobody this. I told all my family. I was there 3 hours before him.
3 hours?
3 hours.
Before him?
Before.
What did he think of that?
He didn't know I was 3 hours before him. So when the workout was done, I told him, I beat you to the gym. He was like, ha-ha. I don't think he got me. He understood what I was saying. So I repeat myself. I said, I beat you to the gym. And he said, ha-ha, when were you here? I was like, 3 hours earlier. I got my shots up. Then I got some treatment. Then I got some shots up. Then I sat down again. I did some core work and stuff. And then he walked in. I was there earlier.
What was his response when you told him that?
Well, I think he tried to avoid what I told him. but he was just laughing. He's a cool guy. But this is like Kobe. I look up to Kobe Bryant, you know. And in my head, I gotta show him that I want him. I gotta show him that I'm not here. I'm not here to just mess around and say, I'll work out with you. I'm here because I want to be better. I want to be better. So it was amazing. It was amazing working.